ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकय चक्षुर उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम्। वंदेहं श्री गुरोः श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सह गण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुत देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। श्रीमद् भागवतम डिस्क्राइब्स शुण्वतां श्रद्धया नित्यं गृह्णतां च स्वचेष्टितं कालेन न अतिदीर्घेण भगवान् विशते हृदि प्रविष्ट कर्णरंध्रेण स्वानां भाव सरोरुहं धुनोति शमलं कृष्ण सलिलस्य यथा शरत्। दिस वेरी फेमस वर्स फ्रॉम द सेकंड कैंटो श्रीमद् भागवतम इज वेरी होप गिविंग एस्पेशली व्हेन वी थिंक दैट आई एम ड्राउनिंग इन रजोगुण एंड तमोगुण एंड आई हैव सो मेनी डिफरेंट फ्लॉज एंड सो मेनी डिफरेंट फॉल्ट्स एंड आई हैव ऑलवेज ऑफेंडेड आई हैव ऑलवेज ब्रोकन द प्रिंसिपल्स आई हैव बीन not very strict in my practice. Whenever the mind starts getting into that kind of mode, this verse really helps. What does the verse mean? Shrinvatam, by hearing about Krishna, Shraddhaya, with faith, Nityam, every day. Actually, Nityam means Satatam, at all times. But Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, Nityam can also be translated as once a day. So Shrinvatam, by hearing about Krishna, Shraddhaya, with faith. Now, faith means faith that the pastime took place, faith that the speaker is authentic, faith that the speaker is speaking without ulterior motives, faith that this pastime, when heard, will purify my consciousness. So all of this is Shraddha. Shrinvatam Shraddhaya Nityam, to constantly hear about Krishna, or at least hear once a day, and Grihnatam Cha Swacheshtitam, and also to accept that in our real life. Sometimes we see that the distance that we have in our hearing and our practice is so much. We are probably sometimes like PhD in our head and kindergarten in the heart, speaking about myself. Sometimes we see that we hear, we read, you know, we hear so many pastimes and we read so many things. But real life, when Krishna tests, the kindergarten nature comes out. That information of all that we have heard and read doesn't come to help at that time, at least for me. Why? Because there is a lack in application of those principles. So therefore, Bhagavatam says, Tat shrunvan supathan vicharana paro bhaktya vimuchyen naraha, that the three steps to make advancement are to hear, tat shrunvan, to hear from pure Vaishnavas, and supathan, to write all those things very nicely. Whenever we hear Harikatha, we are expected to nicely write. Supathan means to write and to repeat. Basically, Patanam means to read, to memorize. Smaranam, even Lekhanam, everything is included in Patanam, which means to write, to read what we have written, to memorize that, to recap, and to ask questions. All of this is Supathanam. And then the third step is Vicharanam, which means one must sit and contemplate, how am I going to apply these principles in my life? Where am I going wrong? And how can I apply these principles in my life? Because if this contemplation, if this introspection is not there, then we have heard on the entertainment platform, but the enlightenment, the enrichment is lacking. If this is done, then bhaktya vimuchyen naraha. Bhakti rises in the heart and the living entity becomes completely vimuchin, vishesha rupena mukti, which means one doesn't just get liberated from material existence, one gets pure love for Krishna. So the point is, by hearing Harikatha, Tatshrunvan, and Supathan, by nicely taking notes and studying and memorizing and going through what has been taught in Vicharanam, by contemplating that and to make attempts or efforts to apply that in real life, bhakti will rise. So back to the verse from the second canto, Shrunvatam Shraddhaya Nityam Grihnatam Chasvacheshtitam. We have to do four things. We have to hear Shrunvatam. It must be with faith. It must be regular, which means it must be daily. And there must be an effort to apply that, Swacheshtitam, in one's own activities. If these four things are done continuously, then Kalena, with time, but na ati dirghena, not too much in the future, which means very quickly. Kalena na ati dirghena means not too much into the future, but very quickly. What happens? Bhagavan vishate hridi. Krishna enters the heart of the living entity. Someone will say, well, Krishna's there in everyone's heart. What is there for Krishna to enter? Krishna's there in everyone's heart. But yes, his effect, his empowerment, his presence can be felt in the hearts of those living entities who are doing bhajan. Sripad Vallabhacharya ji, when he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahitar Pravartan. Kali Yuga Dharma Aranam Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahitar Pravartan. In some places, Krishna is present in a dormant state because Ye Yatham Mam Prapadhyante Tam Stataiva Bhajamyaham. When the living entity doesn't remember Krishna and doesn't want Krishna, then Krishna is also there in a dormant state. He's taking a back seat, passive state. But when the living entity is constantly thinking of Krishna, constantly remembering Krishna, then Krishna is actively present and completely empowering that living entity. So you can see such living entities are very, very powerful. They can accomplish tasks which other mere mortals cannot. So that is a proof that Krishna is present in full potency there. A plant with dried up leaves is also alive, and a plant with fresh green leaves is also alive. But we can see the difference. The one with fresh green leaves is way more healthier than the one which is with dried leaves. So conditioned souls in general, life is there, but they are like dried leaf plant. And pure Vaishnavas or advanced Vaishnavas are like plants with green leaves. Krishna is present in full potency. The pran shakti of Krishna's presence is there. So Bhagavan Vishate Hridi, Krishna will enter the living entity's heart and work in full potency just if we hear Krishna Katha. If we simply hear Krishna Katha, and we are attentive, because in Krishna Katha, it's very easy to be distracted. In fact, it's a very big challenge to just be awake in Krishna Katha. When you have boring speakers like myself, it's very easy to just go off to sleep. And if we are awake, then it's very easy to look at the phone or look outside the window or maybe do something else, right? So it's a big challenge. It's a very big challenge. But only if we can attentively sit and hear Krishna Katha. And Sripad Ayendra Prabhu used to say, this is like the lazy, intelligent way of making advancement. Lazy because you don't have to climb up a mountain. You don't have to do parikrama. You don't have to bring anything. Just have to sit. And it's an intelligent way because just by sitting and being attentive, we make advancement. So, Shrunvatam Shraddhaya Nityam Grihnatam Cha Svacheshtitam Kalena Na Ati Dirghena Bhagavan Vishate Hridi. Just by hearing about Krishna with faith, with loving attachment, every single day, and making an effort or an attempt to use those principles in real life, very quickly, na ati dirghena, not into the future, but very quickly, what happens? Bhagavan vishate hridi. Krishna starts reciprocating. Now, this example could be given. Let's say our house is very dirty, and someone who's not our dear friend knocks at the door. And we open the door with embarrassment. We'll just tell them that actually I'm in the middle of moving. I'm in the middle of cleanup. And the person comes and they look at our, you know, our main hall. And it's completely messy with shoes and clothes and books. And the person will say, no problem. Every home is like this. You know, I totally understand. But he will not offer to help. Right. And on the contrary, he will go out and tell other people, oh, that house is very dirty. And probably that's the last time they will come. But if, let's say, a best friend knocks at the door and we are in the middle of cleanup, the best friend will pull up their sleeves and say, hey, you didn't tell me. I'll help you. I'll help you. I'll do everything for you. And then they, not just through the word, not lip service, but they will actually do it. They will help clean up the whole place. Why are we giving this example? We are giving this example because Krishna says that he is our best well-wishing friend, which means our body is like the house and we are living inside. And this ear is the front door, the main door of the house. So if Krishna Katha comes here, that is Krishna is here. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sohridam Sarva Bhutanam. So Krishna as the best friend who arrives here, he will come and see that the bedroom is dirty. That's our heart is dirty. So what will Krishna do? Krishna will pull up his sleeves and he will say, hey, I'll help you clean up. I'll clean up your heart. This is what Krishna says. Cleaning up our consciousness is not our duty. Letting Krishna in through Krishna Katha, through the door of the ear, is our duty. And he being our well-wishing friend, he cleans up. The point is, many times we get demoralized. We get sometimes even depressed. It's been 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. I still face the same anarthas. It's because we are trying to clean it. And we'll never be able to clean up. We'll never be able to wash the contamination in our heart. Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport, the anarthas in the heart are like bed bugs. Why? During the daytime, they don't seem to exist. So everything is fit and fine. So we think, well, I don't think I have so much lust or so much anger or so much envy. It's just like trying to find bed bugs during the daytime. You can't find them. But you switch off the lights and you can see the bed bugs come out. And they exactly know, here is a person and they know how to suck onto the blood. And as soon as you switch on the light, they have camouflaged themselves in the dark portion of the bed sheet or the comforter. So these are the anarthas. The anarthas are like this. When everything is fit and fine, you will see that, well, they don't exist. But it just takes the switching off of the light, which means any provoking situation, any agitating, irritating reversal in life. And you can see all the bed bugs of the anarthas come out. So it's very difficult to clean on our own. But if we let Krishna, who's our best well-wishing friend, enter through the ear hole. So Krishna's ready to enter. This is the door. This is the house. And we are in the middle of cleanup. We are in the middle of cleanup of our bedroom of the anarthas. And Krishna's waiting here. If we let him in through Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha means two points. Krishnasya Katha, which means the Katha of Krishna. About Krishna, Bhagavatam. And the Katha spoken by Krishna, Bhagavad Gita. Both of these are called Krishna Katha. So when we let this in, just by hearing, we don't have to do anything. In fact, even if we don't practice it, if we just attentively hear, there'll be substantial cleansing. And how much more? Kim puna shraddhaya grinhan. In Sanskrit, this is called as kaimutik nyay. Kaimutik nyay means kim uta. If just by hearing we get so much, then how much more can be said if we practice also? You know, like that. So if we hear Krishna Katha and let our best well-wishing friend in the form of Krishna or Krishna Katha enter through the door of our ear into the bedroom of our heart, he will not simply say, oh, I understand you're moving like other sound vibrations do. They come and contaminate our consciousness more than before. But Krishna actually takes on, hands on. He pulls up his sleeves and he cleans up the heart. Where is the praman that he does it? Pravishtha karna randrena swanam bhava saroruham. Dhunoti shamalam Krishna salilasya yathasharat. The Bhagavatam describes just by letting Krishna in through the ear. Pravishta. Pravishta means pravesh. Just by entering. How? Karana randrena, through the hole of the ear. Just by entering through the ear hole. What does Krishna do in the form of Krishna Katha? Swanam bhava saroruham. He sits on the lotus of the bhava of the devotee. Every devotee has some bhava for Krishna. Some worship Krishna as friends. Some worship Krishna as their servant. In the sense, as Krishna's servant, they worship themselves as, they see themselves as the servant of Krishna and worship Krishna as their master. And some have relationship with Krishna, that Krishna is my child. I will feed him sweets. As soon as he wakes up in the morning, first thing I will give him is sweets. And some, they worship Krishna as a maidservant of Srimati Radharani. So, this mood is also there. So, swanam bhava saroruham, depending on the lotus of the bhava that the living entity has, Krishna sits on that lotus. And what does he do? Dhunoti shamalam Krishna. Krishna cleans up the heart. How does he clean? The example given is salilasya yathasharat. Just like when you take a cup full of dirty water, you run it down the tap of clean water. And in no time, you will see all that mud and all that dirty water gets replaced. And the glasses or that cup is completely pure now with pure water. So similarly, our heart is like it's a cup filled with muddy waters of anarthas and offenses and bad habits and addictions and lack of proper discipline and lifestyle, etc. But just by hearing Krishna Katha, that pure waters, that pure Ganga water of Krishna Katha enters the cup of our heart and replaces all the mud. And soon the living entity becomes completely self-effulgent. We are offering Mangal Arati every day. Mangal Arati can also be offered with different intentions. One intention of offering Mangal Arati is, well, it is a duty. You know, I have been told I have to wake up in the morning. I find it difficult, but I still wake up because it's a principle Prabhupada instituted and I must do it. That's also good. That's duty bound. There's another level where one says, well, I'm a senior devotee. I have been in the movement for a long time. I must set proper example and standards. If I don't attend, what example am I setting? That's responsibility bound. One is duty bound. One is responsibility bound. And even higher than that, one is doing out of love. What is the love? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in the Gurvashtakam, Srimad Guru Rashtakam Etad Uchaihi Brahme Muhurte Pathati Prayatnat Yastena Vrinda Vananatha Sakshat Sevai Valabhya Janushanta Eva. Which means anybody who wakes up in Brahma Muhurta, Brahme Muhurte Pathati Prayatnat, with attention, and with affection, if somebody reads the Guru Ashtakam, what do they get? Srimad Guru Ashtakam Etad Uchaihi. If this Guru Ashtakam of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is loudly chanted in Brahma Muhurta, then what does one get? Yastena Vrinda Vananatha Sakshat Sevaiva Labhya Janushanta Eva. Janushanta Eva. Just at the end of one's life, one will attain. Yastena Vrindavana Natha Sakshat Sevaiva Labhya. One will get the service to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. This is the Phalashruti. Just by hearing and chanting the Guru Vashtakam every morning in Brahma Muhurta loudly, the fruit is one will get the service of Radha Krishna. So if somebody wants that, then they can serve Radha Krishna in Vrindavan in that mood. And therefore, to attain that, they are chanting the Guru Vashtakam. Similarly, one can hear Harikatha also with different intentions. One can hear Harikatha out of duty. Well, I'm supposed to, as a duty, I'm supposed to sit and hear every day. Or somebody can hear as responsibility. Well, I am answerable, you know, in the community. If I don't attend, what kind of example am I setting? Somebody may hear Harikatha thinking, this will purify my heart. It is for my good. Or somebody may think, by hearing Krishna Katha, the Skanda Puran describes that all material desires will be fulfilled. So to fulfill my material desires, to remove all inauspiciousness, I want to hear Harikatha. Avismritir Krishna Padara Vindayo Kshinoti Abhadrani Cha Shamtanoti Sattvasya Shuddhim Paramatma Bhaktim Jnanam Cha Vijnana Viraga Yuktam. Bhagavatam describes by hearing Krishna Katha, there are seven benefits. What are the seven benefits? Avismritir Krishna Padara Vindayo Kshinoti Abhadrani Cha Shamtanoti. The first thing is Kshinoti Abhadrani. Everything inauspicious in our life will be destroyed. Astrological inauspiciousness, karmic inauspiciousness, inauspiciousness with respect to the dasha, mahadasha, time, place, circumstance, etc. will all be destroyed by simply hearing Krishna Katha. I remember one time I was doing one astrological consultation for one couple. And I looked at their chart. They wanted me to look at it and give some perspective. So I looked at the chart and I said, well, it's not compatible. You have been together for more than 25 years in marriage. How is it that this marriage worked? So they said, well, it was a love marriage. We were told that astrologically we are not compatible, but we wanted to marry. I said, then how did it work? They said, because 25 years ago, our Shiksha Guru, our senior Vaishnav, he said, you don't worry, you want to marry each other, you get married to each other and be happy, but make sure that you chant your 16 rounds together every day, and 1 hour of Srimad Bhagavatam you have to read together. You will be protected. And they said, 25 years, every single day we have been doing that. And even if there's astrological incompatibility, Bhagavatam has helped. So from a material perspective also, you can see that inauspiciousness can be removed. Kshinoti Abhadrani. The second effect of hearing Krishna Katha is Sham Tanoti. All auspiciousness gets multiplied. Let's say in our life, we are supposed to get only 10% of fortune. Krishna will give, you know, 10 times of that because we are hearing Krishna Katha. And the nature of Krishna Katha is to expand the fortune and to reduce the misfortune. So the first effect of hearing Krishna Katha is inauspiciousness goes away. Second effect of hearing Krishna Katha is auspiciousness gets multiplied. Auspiciousness gets multiplied. There is a very interesting story in this regard. That one time there was a dung beetle. Dung beetle are those insects which feed on garbage, things which are rejected. So a dung beetle was once rolling in the trash can and enjoying whatever insignificance he had in his life. At that time, a bumblebee came. And the bumblebee came and started singing, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. This dung beetle heard this beautiful chanting of Krishna Leela through the lips of this bumblebee and asked the bumblebee, who are you and where are you coming from? The bumblebee said, oh, I am coming from the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. I am used to drinking honey or nectar. And I always look for the best lotus. The best lotus I found is the feet of Krishna. So I always hover around the lotus of Krishna's feet and that's where I'm coming from. The dung beetle said, what is Krishna's lotus feet like? So the bumblebee said, what can I speak about Krishna's lotus feet? You don't even have experience of the lotus flower of this world. You're busy rolling in the trash can. You're busy eating the dung. So how can I explain to you the lotus of Krishna's feet? First, I have to take you to the lotus of this world. So the dung beetle said, oh, I am actually pretty much satisfied eating dung here in this trash can. I'm satisfied. The honeybee said, well, you don't even know how the lotus flower looks like. Come with me, I will take you. So listening to the words of this intelligent bumblebee, the dung beetle went with him. The dung beetle went and landed on the lotus of this world. And as he landed in the center, in the middle, he started drinking the honey. He started drinking the honey. He started drinking. And he became so mad. He became so mad drinking this honey that the whole day passed and it was sundown. The moon rose and the lotus closed. And still, even then, the honeybee was busy drinking. The dung beetle was busy drinking the honey of the lotus flower. The honeybee standing outside was telling the dung beetle, now come out, come out. Tear open and come out. You will die otherwise. The dung beetle said, no, this is intoxicating. Thank you. I'm really loving the taste of the honey. It so happened that this lotus flower, which had the dung beetle in the middle, was on a pool of water. And that belonged to a princess in her kingdom. So the princess was a devotee of Lord Shiva. So she would come every morning and pick lotus flowers and offer to the lotus feet of Lord Shiva. So it so happened that mysteriously that day, she picked up the lotus flower in the center of which there was that dung beetle drinking honey. And she went and offered that lotus flower at the lotus feet of Lord Shiva. That dung beetle, which was now tasting honey in the middle of the lotus flower in the pool of very sweet water, was now at the lotus feet of Lord Shiva for 24 hours. Next morning, as the princess cleaned up all the nirmalya, the used flowers, she would throw all those flowers to the Ganga and then replace with new flowers. So this dung beetle, who believed the words of the bumblebee, left feeding on the trash of this world, started enjoying the nectar of the lotus flower, lived in the lotus flower for all night long, then for 24 hours was at the lotus feet of Lord Shiva, and then now was swimming in the waters of the Ganga. At that time, the bumblebee asked the dung beetle, how has your stay been? The dung beetle said, my only good fortune came by associating with you and hearing Govinda Damodara Madhaveti from you. You are a sadhu, and I am a conditioned soul, said the dung beetle. I am a conditioned soul who's busy eating the trash of this world. There's no pleasure in this world. But you, oh bumblebee, you're a sadhu, and you're going from place to place singing Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti. Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti. You're a sadhu who's walking from house to house speaking Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, the glories of Krishna. And the dung beetle said, I am a conditioned soul, busy eating the trash of this world. But by associating with you and hearing Krishna Katha from you, what has happened? Kshinoti abhadrani cha shamtanoti. My misfortune ended. My misfortune of feeding on the dung ended. And my fortune multiplied. I first tasted the honey. I was trapped in the cooling petals of the lotus flower. Then I was at the lotus feet of Lord Shiva. And now I'm swimming in the waters of the Ganga. And all of this has come by hearing Krishna Katha from a sadhu. So this is to elaborate on how hearing Krishna Katha does kshinoti abhadrani chen shamtanoti. It reduces our misfortune and increases our fortune. The third effect of hearing Krishna Katha is sattvasya shuddhim. Our consciousness gets cleansed. Dhunoti sarvam ridhisanya vishtha. The 11th canto Bhagavatam describes those who hear about Krishna. Krishna becomes more interested in cleaning their heart. Yad king karishu bahusha khalu kaku vani nityam parasya purushasya shikhanda maule tasya kada rasanidhe vrishabhanu jaya tad keli kunja bhavanangana marjanisyam. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad writes that those maidservants of Srimati Radharani who are busy cleaning the kunj of Braj, those who are the maidservants of Srimati Radharani who are busy cleaning the different groves and kunjas of Braj, they are so dear to Krishna that Krishna falls at their feet and begs for service. This is the inner meaning of Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamalayur Dasa Dasanu Dasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, I simply want to be the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, who is the Lord of Srimati Radharani. So here in Braj, we can see that Krishna falls at the feet of the maidservants of Srimati Radharani. Smaragarala khandanam mama shirasi mandanam dehi padapallavam udaram Sri Radhe dehi padapallavam udaram. Srila Jayadev Goswami Pad has said, Krishna falls at the feet of Srimati Radharani and begs for personal service. May I clean your kunj. May I apply some nice painting or lac or alta at your lotus feet. May I sing some nice ragas for you. Oh, Radharani, may I make a nice garland of forest flowers for you. So that's the mood of Krishna. He wants to serve Radharani. Therefore, when he comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jadi Gauranga na hoito, tave ki hoito, ke mone dhare tamde, Radhar mahima, premarasa seema, jagata janata ke. Jadi gauranga na hoito, tave ki hoito, ke mone dhare tamde. Our Acharya, Vasudev Ghosh and some say Narahari Sarkar, they say that if Mahaprabhu didn't, he hadn't come, then who would have spread the glories of Radharani? Who is Mahaprabhu? Krishna himself. And Krishna wants an opportunity to serve Radharani. An opportunity to serve not just Radharani, but also serve those who serve Radharani. Therefore, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati has said, those who serve the kunjas of Radharani as the maidservants, Krishna falls at their feet and begs, please give me some personal service. Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamalayor Dasa Dasanu Dasa. And they give service. You, O Krishna, you walk around the whole of Vrindavan and even outside, and you share the glories of Radharani. Tell everyone how glorious our Radharani is. And Krishna said, why only in Vrindavan? I will come down in material world, in Kali Yuga, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I will spread the glories of Radharani. Therefore, Radhara Mahima, Prema Rasa Seema, Jagata Janatake. If not for Krishna, who else can glorify Radharani like the way Mahaprabhu did? So in this way, we can see that those who hear about Radha and Krishna, Krishna becomes very indebted to them and he's looking for service. So the service that he does to the conditioned soul, those who hear about Radha and Krishna, Krishna himself is waiting for an opportunity to serve. And the way he does it is by cleaning the kunja of our heart. When Radharani's maidservants are cleaning the kunja, the groves of Vrindavan, Krishna says, please give me the stick, the broomstick, and I want to clean. So it's Krishna's desire to clean the kunj. So when someone is surrendered to the lotus feet of Radharani in this world, Krishna enters the kunj of their heart and cleans. Dhunoti sarvam ridhi sannivishta. All the anarthas are cleaned. So sattvasya shuddhim, the third effect that we can see by hearing Krishna katha is that the consciousness gets cleansed. And the fourth is paramatma bhaktim. Bhakti rises in the heart. This is a fact. Vikriditam vraja vadhu biridam cha Vishnu shraddhanvitanushya athavarnayetyah bhakti param bhagavati pratilabhya kamam ridrogamashu apahinoti achirena dhira. Srila Shukdev Goswami Pad has said, just by hearing Krishna katha, vikriditam. Vikriditam means vishesh krida, the special pastimes of Krishna. Vraja vadhu biridam cha Vishnu. Who is Krishna? Oh, he's actually Vishnu. He's the Supreme Lord. And his pastimes with the damsels of Braja. By hearing such pastimes, Vikriditam Vraja Vadhu Biridam Cha Vishnu. By hearing Krishna Katha, Krishna's pastimes in Vraj, very specifically. What happens? Shraddhanvitanu Shrunuyat Atha Varanayetya Anu Shrunuyat. If we repeatedly hear Krishna Katha, the word Anu has many meanings. One meaning of the word Anu means repeatedly. One meaning of the word Anu means Anukulya Bhavena, in a very favorable devotional mood to hear. Another meaning of the word Anu means Anugatya Bhavena, to hear in submission to our spiritual master, not independently. So Anu Shrunuyat, if Krishna Katha, Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, gopas, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, etc., is repeatedly heard in a favorable mood, under superior guidance, and Varnayet, and also described. Then what happens? Bhakti param bhagavati pratilabhya kamam. The highest conceptions of devotion rises in the heart of the living entity. And when bhakti rises in the heart, rit rogam ashu apahinoti achirena dhira. Then all the contamination is lost. Sometimes we think, oh, I am not qualified to hear about Krishna. I am not that advanced. So let me purify my heart and then let me hear about Krishna in Vrindavan. But actually, this verse, Srila Shukdev Goswami Pad uses this as the last verse to the Ras Panchadhyaya in the 10th canto. Srila Shukdev Goswami says, no, first Krishna Bhakti will rise. And when the sun of Krishna Bhakti rises, then the darkness of the anarthas will go away. If we wait for the anarthas to go, then it will take, you know, maybe 700 lifetimes. Who knows? Am I going to die in the human form without hearing about Krishna? Just waiting when the anarthas will go away. And how will the anarthas go anyway? It will go when there are darkness. Krishna surja sama maya hai andhakar. Jaha Krishna tahanai mayer adhikar. Only when the sun of Krishna bhakti rises, will the darkness of these anarthas get completely dispelled, completely removed. Otherwise, it's not possible. This bhakti must rise first. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agham dhunmanti karsneya niharamiva bhaskara. The 6th canto, 1st chapter, text 15 describes that when the sun rises, the darkness is all taken away. So similarly, by hearing Krishna Katha, the sun of Krishna Bhakti rises. And by the rays of that mercy, the darkness is all taken away. So Bhagavatam describes, Bhaktim para bhagavati prati labhya kamam rid rogam ashu apahinoti achirena dhiraha. That a dhira, a very sober and self-controlled person, he hears Krishna Katha. He doesn't act on his anarthas. He tolerates provoking situations and continues to hear Krishna Katha. The effect that happens is bhakti rises. So the first effect we said by hearing Krishna Katha is misfortune is taken away. The second advantage we mentioned is fortune gets multiplied. The third advantage we said is sattvasya shuddhim. The consciousness gets cleansed. Consciousness gets cleansed. And the fourth we mentioned is bhakti rises. Pure devotional sentiments, the proper nishtita bhajan kriya, not viewed vikalpa, tarangarangini. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Madhurya Kadambini has described that there is nishtita bhajan kriya and anishtita bhajan kriya, which means sometimes we feel like chanting and sometimes we don't feel like chanting. That will not happen. If we systematically hear Krishna katha with this mood, hearing, taking notes, trying to memorize, trying to ponder upon it, repeating those notes, sharing it with others, and also sitting in seclusion and thinking, what plan of action or call for action? What lifestyle change I'm going to make to implement this Harikatha in my life? If we hear like this, then Pravishta Karana Randrena Swanam Bhava Saroruham Dhunoti Shamalam Krishna Salilat. Salilasi Yathasharat. Krishna, with the broomstick of his mercy, he cleanses the heart and bhakti rises. This is the fourth effect of hearing Krishna Katha. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has said, Nitai Chaitanya Nahi Eisa Bhavichar Namale premadeva he ashrudhar. The greatness of mercy of Chaitanya Nityananda Mahaprabhu is such that just by chanting their holy names and hearing their katha, they enter. When they enter, the first thing that happens is tear streams from the eyes. And we feel, oh Krishna, when will bhakti rise in my heart? Which means their mercy has already begun. So first, the tears will come. And when the tears come with that water, the consciousness, the heart gets completely cleansed. Kaviraj Goswami writes this. Therefore, Srila Narottam Das Thakur has also sung. Gaurangera madhur lila jara karne praveshila. Sri Gaurangera madhur lila jara karne praveshila. Ridaya nirmala bhela tar, ridaya nirmala bhela tar. Gaurangira madhurlila jar karne praveshila ridaya nirmal bhela tar. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung that just by hearing the pastimes of Sri Krishna, Sriman Mahaprabhu, Gaurangira madhurlila jar karne praveshila, if it enters through the ear, Ridaya Nirmal Bhelotar, our heart becomes completely cleansed by hearing about Mahaprabhu. So this is the fourth effect. Sattvasya Shuddhim Paramatma Bhaktim. Then the fifth, sixth and seventh effects are Jnanam Vijnana Viraga Yuktam. Three things will rise along with that. The first thing is knowledge about Krishna rises. One becomes very knowledgeable about Krishna. We must note one thing. That sometimes on the pursuit of knowing more about Krishna, there is more information in the head and hardly any transformation of the heart. That is not the effect that we are talking about. That is where we are collecting jnana or knowledge without devotion in the heart. That is not very effective. By holding a lot of information and connections and a lot of points in the head, what is the value? What is the weight of this brain substance after all? We have to leave everything behind and at the time of death, move from one body to another. If information doesn't bring transformation, it simply is a waste of time. Na utpadayet yadi ratim shrama eva hi kevalam. If rati for Krishna is not rising, then whatever we are writing and reading and hearing, it will just increase our false ego. Make us think that we are better than others. Make us think that we know more than others. What is the effect? How do we know? How do we know? What are some symptoms that we know that whether knowledge is being collected in line with devotion or anti-devotion? The desire to serve the Vaishnavas will increase. The desire to hear from the Vaishnavas will increase. The person is not just interested, I will sit and speak and all of you hear. That will not be the effect in his heart. He will be very interested in hearing as well. We can see so many examples of this also. Great Vaishnavas, Bodhayanta Parasparam, Kathayantascha Mam Nityam, Tushyanti Charamantija. One person is speaking, the other is hearing, the other is speaking, the other is hearing. Parasparanu Kathanam Pavanam Bhagavat Yashaha, Mithorati, Mitho Tushti, Mitho Nivrittiratmanaha. Bhagavatam describes that mutually speaking. Shripad Madhavananda Prabhu very beautifully puts that we are a community of listeners and speakers. Everybody should get an opportunity to share Krishna Katha. Doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be there. It's not necessary. It has to be filled with a lot of shlokas, a lot of jokes, a lot of stories. Yatha mati yatha shrutam. Whatever we have heard, how much ever we can, according to our capacity, whatever is possible. Narasimha Dev, when he appeared, Prahlad Maharaj is praying and he says, my Lord, great demigods cannot glorify you sufficiently. They are doing stuti pravaha, which means they are in rivers of glorification for you. Still, they can completely glorify you. What can I, a five-year-old child who has no knowledge and who's born in a demoniac land, what glorification can I do? Same with Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj is saying, my Lord, I don't even know Vyakaran. What words can I use? And as soon as the Lord touches, we can see, Yonta praveshya mama vacham imam prasuptam సంజీవయత్తఖిల శక్తి ధరస్వధామ్న అన్యాంశ హస్త చరణ శ్రవణత్వగాదీన్ ప్రాణాన్నమో భగవతే పురుషాయ తుభ్యం. As soon as the Lord touches Prahlad Maharaj and touches Dhruva Maharaj, they start speaking. So our community should be such that whatever we have read, whatever we have heard, yatha manisham, how much ever we can hold, whatever we have grasped, we should try to share. And we should be encouraged to share that. Because by doing that, we get purified. And we should also be interested in hearing. And not that, oh, well, what is this person going to tell me that I don't know myself? That feeling is not good. Because we can see that when Shukdev Goswami was speaking Krishna's baby pastimes, Parikshit Maharaj was sitting and hearing. Now, Parikshit Maharaj, when he's listening to the pastime of Putana, spoken by Shukadev Goswami, he's trembling in fear, in anxiety, thinking, what is going to happen next? Well, if you actually think about it, Parikshit Maharaj shouldn't be, there's no need for him to be scared, because he knows that Krishna did conquer all the demons, and then he grew up, and he was the chariot driver for Arjuna, who is the grandfather for Parikshit. So Parikshit Maharaj knows that Krishna was the chariot driver. He was the driver of the chariot for Arjuna in his own family. So Parikshit Maharaj doesn't have to be concerned when Putana is coming. He doesn't have to be. But still it is described when he was listening to the pastime of Putana, Parikshit Maharaj was trembling that Krishna is a baby and Putana is Kamsena Prahita Ghora Putana Balaghatini Shishum Chachara Nignanti Puragrama Vrajadishu. That Putana is actually a serial baby killer and Krishna is a baby. I don't know what is going to happen. Out of this anxiety, Parikshit Maharaj is trembling. What does it tell us? It tells us that Parikshit Maharaj has put his knowledge and his experience of reality behind and is listening firsthand from the speaker, Shukadev Goswami. And then Shukadev Goswami, to comfort Parikshit Maharaj, he says, Na yatra shravanadini raksho gnani swakarmasu kurvanti satvatam bhartur yatu dhanyascha tatrahi. That, oh Maharaj Parikshit, you don't have to worry. Wherever there is loud chanting and hearing of the glories of Krishna, there itself, Brahma Rakshas Yakshanam Durotsarana Karanam, the ghosts and the witches, they go far away. Then how much more can be said about the place where Krishna is present in person? So you don't have to worry. So in this way, we can see that the culture of hearing from others should be there. When someone is developing knowledge about Krishna, which is devotional, his service to the Vaishnava community will increase. His receptivity will increase. He will sit and hear when other Vaishnavas are speaking also. He will not jump to correct others. Even if someone has forgotten a verse, even if someone is struggling with something, he will not think that I am helping and this person doesn't know, or I am correcting. This mood will not be there. They will always think that whether I am speaking about Krishna, whether he's speaking about Krishna, it's ultimately Krishna who's speaking. The man can either use his index finger or his middle finger or his ring finger or his thumb or his pinky, but it's ultimately the man using these fingers. So the devotee who has developed knowledge in line of bhakti will think we are all like different fingers. Krishna is the puppeteer and we are all like puppets. Jare jaiche nachayate taiche kare nritya ekale ishvara krishna arasava bhritya. We are all like fingers and Krishna can make us dance. One person is speaking katha, the other person is speaking katha, I am speaking katha. Ultimately, it's Krishna who's speaking. And the interest in hearing, not just speaking, but sitting and hearing and serving the senior Vaishnavas and hearing from them and learning from them. This is knowledge in line of devotion. It is described, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayityasu Vairagyam Jnanam Yachya Haitukam. That bhakti is actually a mother who has two children. The first is knowledge of Krishna. The second is renunciation from this world. So the fifth effect of hearing Krishna Katha is true knowledge rises. And what kind of knowledge? Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavihastini Shuni Chaiva Swapake Cha Pandita Samadarshina. Vidya Vinayena Shobhate, that knowledge which is imbued with humility, not with pride. Not with pride. Not about how much information we can collect and how much we know and how everyone is asking me and they're all depending on me. Not like that. That is pride. But one is genuinely interested only to hear about Krishna. As soon as other topics are spoken, he will change the topic. He or she will change the topic. So this is the fifth effect, to gain proper knowledge about Krishna. And the sixth effect is renunciation from this world. just by hearing Krishna Katha, there will be renunciation. So many examples of acharyas who heard about Krishna and they left home. They became brahmacharis, they became sannyasis, they became sadgrihasthas just by hearing about Krishna. How many brahmacharis and sannyasis this world has seen? And how many sadgrihasthas this world has seen? So many from time immemorial. What caused that renunciation in their heart? Krishna. Hearing about Krishna, one gets attached to Krishna, one gets knowledge about Krishna and renunciation from this world. You see, when a fruit becomes ripe, automatically by the weight of its being ripened, it falls off the branch. There is a branch and there is a fruit. When the fruit is completely ripened, the weight increases and it gets detached from that branch because it's ripe. So similarly, when the heart of the living entity gets ripened by the juice of Krishna Bhakti, and that weight will naturally detach him, make him renounced from the branches of this world. That is the sixth effect. And the seventh effect of hearing Krishna Katha is Vairagyam, Vijnanam, which means complete realization. One will realize the philosophical truths. One will realize that we are actually Krishna's eternal servant. Krishna das ei bishwas korle to ar dukha nai. One will have complete conviction. One will have complete surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. One will realize Krishna. In fact, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he gives 14 steps to see God. From Mahat Sangha, Mahat Seva, etc. up to Harer Madhurya Anubhavam, which means experiencing the sweetness of Krishna. 14 steps. So all of this happens by Adav Guru Pada Ashraya, Vishrambhena Guru Seva. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula Hoy Sadhu Sangha, Krishna Prema Janmete Ho Punar Mukhya Anga. That association with the great Vaishnavas and hearing Krishna Katha from them is the greatest matter of fortune that can touch the heart of a living entity. To associate with senior Vaishnavas and to just hear from them is the greatest fortune. Everything will come with that. Absolutely everything. Anarthas will go away. Inspiration to perform bhakti will come. The world will seem to be insignificant. Our tendency to gossip will go away. Our tendency to see faults will go away. Vaishnavera guna grahi na dekhaye dosh. Kaya mana vakya kare Vaishnava santosh. Kahare na kare ninda Krishna Krishna bole. Ajaya chaitanya shai jiniveka hale. Chaitanya charitamrita, chaitanya bhagavat have all described by hearing about Krishna. One will have complete realization. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchanai sarvai gunai stattra samasate sura harav abhaktasya kuto mahat guna manorathena sati dhavato bahi. All good qualities will come and all that is troublesome to the heart will be taken away. So therefore, this is the most important limb to hear and chant about Krishna. However, with COVID and with other effects that we can see, there are positive effects also in the sense that we can connect with anyone and hear Krishna Katha from any part of the world. That is the positive side of it. But the negative side of it is Maya Devi somehow breaks our attention span. Pre-COVID, we were sitting together in one hall. And at that time, you can't take phone calls. You can't parallelly do anything else. You can't talk. You can't multitask. You can't sleep. You can't lay down. But with COVID, what has happened is since we've all gone virtual, now we can have audio, video, and we can sometimes drive and hear, we can cook and hear, we can even lay down and hear. And sometimes we can hear on YouTube. And when we don't feel like, we can even switch off, we can even log off. But in a live class, that's not possible. So the only limb of bhakti that we can give our heart to and make advancement, Maya Devi has, you know, hit her sword and taken our attention span away. Now we get so distracted. We minimize the Zoom and we parallelly see if there are text messages on WhatsApp. We see if there are emails that have come. And again, a man refreshes to see if there are newer emails coming in, although there's nobody sending the email. So these things are there. So it's our duty to fight distraction. It is our duty to fight all these multitasking tendencies on the path of spiritual life. Yes, it is okay to cook and hear about Krishna. It is okay to drive and hear about Krishna. But apart from that, we should take separate time out every day. It could be 15, 20, 30, 40, 1 hour, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, or 1 hour, 60 minutes. But we have to do justice to that. One pointed. We have our notebook. We have our pen. We are hearing. Sometimes we pause. We write down. Let's say a verse is quoted. We search for the verse. We try to read, memorize that verse, understand the context of that verse. In this way, one Harikatha is like a full meal. We have to sit, do justice. We have to taste all the preparations, the stories involved in that katha, the examples involved in that katha, the verses, the connections, the important take-home points. And individually we relish and we take time to digest that. So in this way, hearing Krishna katha is the bhajan for the ear. Just like there is bhajan for the tongue to chant the holy name, there's bhajan for the eye to glance at the deities, there's bhajan for the ear to hear about Krishna. Ma shravyam shra, King Kulashekara has described, ma smarsham, ma shravyam, ma draksham, ma bhuvam. What does it mean? Ma smarsham. Don't remember anyone apart from Krishna. Coming from the root smru smara, to remember. And ma shravyam, don't hear anything that is not connected to Krishna. Don't remember anything that is not connected to Krishna. Ma draksham, don't see anything that is not connected to Krishna. And ma bhuvam, don't become anything apart from the servant of Krishna. Ma draksham kshina punyan kshanam api bhavato bhakti hinan padabje. Ma shrausham shravya bandham tava charitam apasyam achha. Tava charitam apas anyadakhyana jatam. Ma smarsham madhavatvam api bhuvanapate chetasa pahnuvanan. Ma bhuvam tvatsaparya vyatikara rahito janma janmantarepi. He says that I don't want to see anyone except you, my Lord. And shrausham, I don't want to hear. And I don't want to remember. And I don't want to become anything apart from your service, apart from your being your servant or hearing your glories or remembering your glories or seeing your form. So in this way, this one-pointed spirit of hearing and chanting about Krishna, especially taking shelter of Shravanam, which has been so profusely glorified in the Bhagavatam, we will make advancement by leaps and bounds. So as much as possible, we should try to do bhajan for the ear. Tomorrow, as we get old, we may not be able to hear properly. We'll get deaf. We may need hearing aid. Or at that time, we may not have qualified speakers in accessibility. Now, when we are young, now when we have Krishna Katha, even available online, and our hearing faculties are good, we should take advantage to make advancement and not hear things which are not related to Krishna. Our body is a machine. Let's measure and choose what goes in, because what goes in decides what comes out. Gauru Premanande, Hari Hari Bol, Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaya Vacha, Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha.